Shiva Osava Tammuz, Tuesday the 25th of June, Rabbi Gershon Hager, Shiva Osava Tammuz.
I want to speak about Shiva Osava Tammuz, but start off with something. I think actually somebody's spoken very recently about it, but then Bes Medrash by Chiddush. I saw yesterday in the halachas of Aaron HaKohen and Laniel, as one of the great Rishonim, he says in Parshas Pinchas, it says, Lachain emoya, hinani loisinai es brisi sholim. It says, Lachain emoya. Haven't seen this in any other Rishon. Lachain is bigmatria 30, 20, 50, is 100. Lachain emoya. If one says every day 100 brachas, hinani loisinai es brisi sholim, muftach lai olam haba. Interesting, the Rishonim actually look for other Ramazim. I mean, there's several Rishonim bring. He also does. It says, Ki chayin yivayrach gova yirei Hashem. Ki chayin, again, is Bigmatria 100. And yivayrach is spelt without a vav, is yivarech gova. In other words, in order that a person should, every day, he should make 100 brachas. And the Makar of that is the Gemara in Menachos. Brisa, Rav Meir says, "Have a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, Sazbo Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach." And the Gemara says, "Al Tikri Ma'ala Meir." And the number of ways how the Rishonim explain that particular remez. Well, Kolponim, it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch and sif mem vav in Chaim. Chayiv Odom Levorech B'chol Yom Mea Brochus Lefochus. One should attempt. Chayiv. Make it, yeah. Chayiv is one is, it's a chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Tumsach and the Shabbos, it's a Hechrech Gomu, Medina de Gomorrah. And in fact, you see, wherever Chazal say Chayiv, they mean what they say. There is in Simon in Hilchos Shabbos, there is a sefer Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber says it's a mitzvah for a person to be mashmish begod of erev Shabbos. And if you look at the Bi'alocha there, he says, you know, the Rambam and the Gemara says Chayiv. How come all of a sudden the Mechaber speaks about mitzvah? In other words, when we say Chayiv, Chayiv, we don't mean just a hanoga taiva. We don't mean a mitzvah. We mean more than that. It's a chiyuv on every it's a chiyuv on every man. The chayim say is pretty clear from the cheshbonos that the paskim make that it's not a chiyuv on a woman, it's not a chiyuv on a child. It is a chiyuv on a man, on every man to make every day 100 brachas. How do we reckon out this 100 brachas? If you look at the Rambam, Rambam actually speaks about there are days, say Shabbos, Yom Tov, where you may not find 100 brachas. You've got to be minor. Do things, eat something, smell something nice, make a bracha then, eat a pri, eat a yerek, and each time make a cheshbon that you should see to it that at the end of the day, you will actually have ended up with 100 brachas. Where does the day begin? It's vital, a shayla in the poskim. Most poskim say, as we normally reckon our days, starts at night. Start at night, and we go through the day. There are those who say, here it's the other way around. We're talking about starting at the beginning in the morning, and carrying on till the next night. There are nafka minas. The Nafka Minah, say as far as Shiva Osava Tammuz is concerned, if you say that you start the Mea Brachas at night, and I'll tell you in a minute how I come to it, but the Cheshbon of Brachas that we would normally make on an ordinary day would be 104 Brachas. That takes into account the fact that we have two Sudas every day. And every Suda will account for six brachas. Tilas Yadayim, Maitzi, and four brachas of Birkas Hamazon. Now if we need to start the 100 brachas from night, most people will have, last night, will have had their su'uda, will have had it before night. In which case, this Shivasa B'Tamuz, this Tanis for us here, we'll be missing two su'udas. We'll be missing last night's su'uda, because last night's su'uda wasn't on Shivasa B'Tamuz, it was the day before, on the 16th of Tammuz. And we'll also be missing the su'uda we would have normally by day. If we're missing two su'udas, we're missing 12 brachas. If my cheshbon is right, that we make every day 104 brachas, so that's 104, and now you've got to deduct from that 104, you've got to deduct 12. And you're going to have to make up those brachas during the day. However, I mean, and the cheshbon is about actually almost every sefer you look at, you'll see that the cheshbon is slightly different. And I take the Rambam's cheshbon. The Rambam says, "Hi, what on the brach me a brachas bein hayayim halayla." And they're made up as follows. They're first of all 23 brachas. 23 brachas. You've got a group of 23 brachas. Those 23 brachas starts the beginning of the day, and the beginning of the day here is last night. That's with Amakul. After Amakul comes until I said. The Rambam, Rabbi Yaakov Netzki, for example, wants to be like in the Rambam. The Rambam actually makes the Cheshbon the other way round. He makes it day before night, but he happens to mention Hamakul as first. But Lamaisa, the Rambam looks a little bit like that in the Rambam. The Rambam's Cheshbon is actually day followed by night. But I say most of the latter day Paschim, Shlomo Chayim Baruch Hu, Chayim Chaim, Shmuel Wozner, also in other Rambam, forget being Rise. The way we cheshbon is night and day. But I'll go upon it. If you start, so we'll get to Marv in a minute, soon. Started with Hamapil, then in the morning you say Anitnas Yadayim, and once Asher Yotza. After that, you have, according to the Rambam, another 15 brachas, called Birkas HaShachar, and then he also reckons in two brachas of Psukhi de Zimra. That's Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. That adds up to 23. After that he speaks about the bracha of Tzitzis, Talis Tzitzis, and one bracha for Tfilin. After that he says there are altogether seven brachas of Birkas Kriya Shema. That means there are, by day, there are three brachas. By night there are four brachas. Three times Shachas Mincha Mariv Shachas Mincha, you have 19 brachas, so that's another 57. Altogether, and then you have two suddas. And the Rambam says each suda is eight brachas. Antas Yadayim, Hamaitzi. Nowadays there are four brachas in Birkas Hamazon, and then we Mivarech Al HaKos. Therefore, even a yachid is brach alakos. There's one bracha beper geffen at the end of the meal, and then again a bracha achrona and a geffen after that. On that cheshbon, the Rambam has his 23 plus 66 plus 16. It works out as 105. Altogether, the Rambam has got 105 brachas nowadays. In fact, the Rambam starts off by saying 100 brachas, but nowadays we've got Namal Shilim three times Ishmael Esra. And Birkas HaTeva Meitiv twice in Birkas HaMozen, which they didn't have originally. So nowadays we have 105 brachas. We have three more brachas that the Rambam doesn't reckon in. We have one bracha on Tefillin, quite right, because we have two brachas altogether on Tefillin. The Rambam only has one. What else? No?
Talis.
Huh?
Talis.
What was that?
Talis.
No, we mentioned it. No, Rambam mentioned Talis. And I say Layoev Kayach, Rambam doesn't have in his Seder HaBrochus. And as far as we're concerned, in Chutzah, it's Yiru Einenu, which we say in Ma'ariv. So we have another three that will make 108. But then we don't, we're not Mubarak Al HaKos at the end of Shmuel. So we take there are four brachas less. So 108 minus 4 leaves us with 104. On an ordinary day, we would be making 104 brachas. If I say on say Shivasa B'Tamuz, we didn't last night on Shivas of the Talmuds, we didn't actually have a Suda. And today, the whole day, we won't have a Suda. We're missing 12 from that, so we're going to have to make, we're going to come out with less than 104. We're going to have to make them up. Interesting, the Rambam only makes things once, Asher Yotzeh, beginning of the day. So we can assume, fairly safely assume, that most people, even younger people, are going to say Asher Yotzeh more than once a day. But it's possible that they won't get up to 100. You have to make up that 100. I missed out this morning because of this here. I would normally have, on the Shivas of the Tammuz, had the privilege of getting pretty close to it. Because normally I get Maftir and Mincha on the Talis. But I davened at the wrong minyan this morning, so the Gabba gave me an Aliyah this morning. So I missed out the brachas of Maftir, which I would normally get on an afternoon. Never mind. It's just possible to give me an Aliyah this afternoon, but don't believe it. Al-Kopanim, what does one do if one hasn't got those extra brachas? So then the Paskim say, you try to add yourself brachas, but if you are unable to, for Shabbos, the Mechaber says one should be Mechaven. I can find it. It's in Reishman. That if a person on Shabbos will be missing quite a number of brachas. In fact, on Shabbos he'll be missing. Anybody any idea how many brachas he'll be missing? You're going to miss on three Shemoneh Esrei. 3 times 12 is 36. You're going to miss the two brachas of Tefillin, and you're going to miss the bracha of Yirei Eleinu. So you're going to miss 39 brachas on Shabbos. On the other hand, you're going to have seven brachas of Yusuf. You're going to have three brachas in Kiddush. You're going to have six brachas for Shal Shudas. So you've got another, of the 39, there are 15 which Bemis are going to make up. So you're going to be left at the end with, my calculations were, you're going to be left with 23 brachas that you're going to have to make up on Shabbos. The Mechaber says, if I can find it, Tzarech Lachav, Simon Reish Pei Dalet, Tzarech Lachavin, Lebrachas HaKruim, Lebrachas HaKruim, Batzeo, Lebrachas HaMafti, V'yana Achreim Omein, V'yalu Eloi Lahashim, Minyan Mea Brachas, Shechise, Minyan B'Shabbos. One has to be Mechaven to the Brachas of the people who have an Aliyah to the Torah, and so he says, oh, it's after the Amen. Some Paschim say you don't actually have to say Amen, but you have to Mechavan. I want these brachas to accrue to me also, that they should be able to make up my Meir brachas. Now, these Meir brachas, Chazal were Mesakin, because they say, Bemis Dovid HaMelech was Mesakin them. Others say Dovid HaMelech wasn't Mesakin them, he was even before Dovid HaMelech, when we brought them back. But I'll come on, and these Meir brachas were Mesakin because David saw that every day, 100, is 100 bochrim were dying. There was some sort of magefa, every day 100. And David Melech understood that by saying these brachas every day, that would be matzil ourselves from that chalila, from that sort of punishment. And the Bach actually says, I mean, this is the chachachiv, this is a person from sakona. About koponim, this is a chiv. It's a chiv on every man to say 100 brachas, and one does have to make a cheshbon. There are days, there are occasions when you won't get to your 100 unless you go out of your way to make sure that you're most of them. I said I wanted to speak about Shivas of Tammuz itself. There is a medrash, medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa. The medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa says the following: Moshe Rabbeinu, when he came down from Har Sinai, and he saw what was going on, Roa Sa'egel, the Medrash says, Parchu Oisius Haksav Me'aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu was holding Shnei Luchos, and the letters flew away from the Luchos, V'nimtzu Kavedim Al Yodov, and the Luchos became all of a sudden very heavy. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu became angry? V'yicha'af Moshe v'yashlich miyodov. And he threw them down. and he broke them. Shivasa Batamas, I mean, there are five reasons given in the Mishnah and Tarnis why we have this Tarnis of Shivasa Batamas. The first one which is given is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. He smashed the Luchas. And in fact, I was thinking that every Tarnis we actually line by a Chal, which is associated with what happened then. Chazal say there is every Paronis that we suffer, there's something of the Chet HaEgel still in that. Even Tisha B'Av, when we line a different Kriya in the morning, in the afternoon we line by a Chal. Because the Chet HaEgel, that started off the Paronis of the Kol Yisrael, Hederes Ad Hayim Hazeh. What does it mean? What was the significance of the fact that the Osius flew away? I always had a difficulty. Shivasa Batamas said, primarily and certainly one of the reasons given that we have this fast day is because of the Shvius Haluchos. So we fast. It's not a happy day. Beginning of the Mayam Tzorim. If you look at the end of Chomishah Chomishah Torah, the last pasuk in the Torah, which on the Simchas Torah we line with great simcha, could be a Simchas Torah people sometimes get through Rashi very quickly, so they don't notice what he says. That last pasuk says the following: Alachayil ayat hazoko, alachayil hamayra hagodl, asher osa Moshe leinei kol Yisrael. And Rashi says, what is a leinei kol Yisrael? Shenasoi liboy lishboy haluches leineim. Moshe Rabbeinu had the courage somehow to break the luches in front of the eyes of the kol Yisrael. Shenema vashabreim leinechem. V'eskima das hakadosh baruch hu ledarto, shenema asher shibralto, yiyasha koichecho sheshibralto. Is we have the last Rashi in Chumash, the last three words in the Torah, Klesha, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, where everybody is within the Simcha, and what is he talking about? He's talking about the Chet HaEgel, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the Egel, smashing the Luchos. Either it's a fast day, it's a sad occasion, or apparently there's something to celebrate. Yeah, how does one square these two things? So I think, I mean, the Hezmer is, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Navi Yeshaya says, "Vayema Adonai Yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh befiv uvisvasov kibduni velibay richak memeni vat hi yirasam oisi mitzvas anoshim mulumodo." The Navi speaks about mitzvas anoshim mulumodo. Mitzvas people do and wrote. They have they're used to it, they say their father, their grandfather, so they'll be brought up, this is what you have to do every day, you're davening every day, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you're doing the chai mitzvahs. But libay svasav kibduni v'libay richat m'meni. The heart's not there. L'chein hinni yosef l'hafli yisam azeh, hafli v'fele, v'avda chochmas chachomov, ovinas l'vaynav tistato. And Rashi says here, in Yeshaya, that we're talking here about Chorban. Chorban comes, Hafle Vafele, it comes because Libay Richak Mumeni, but he Yerosamaisi Mitzvah Anoshim Lumodo. It's something which one almost can't help. I once saw many, many years ago, I think it may be printed in one of the latest for him, I'm not sure, of Abdes of the Chayin Levacha, he wrote a maimer. Chazal speak about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as Beina Olamos Umachrivom. Rebbeinu Shel Olam builds worlds and then he destroys them. I talk about it before Bria Seidel. But Chazal speak about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a Beina Olamos Umachrivom. We know that. He builds worlds and then he destroys them. And Avdessa said in that maimer, you can have a yeshiv, whether you have yeshivas and kollelim and thousands of people davening, learning every day, they're doing everything he's supposed to do. Noshim charedim midbar Hashem. Bayna ilamos umachrivam. The Bayashim comes and he destroys that world. So what's the hezma? talking about people, you know, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. What can there be wrong? He says what's wrong is mitzvahs anoshim munamoda. Mitzvahs anoshim munamoda is there's no feeling anymore. You're doing it because you know, that's what you're supposed to do. The only way that you can have feeling is if you are actually active. If you're building that community, whether today they call them yeshivas and seminaries or whatever, and 40, 50 years, 100 years before, there was nothing there. And there were people who took it upon themselves, they wanted to build the Mokum Torah. They had to put everything into it. They had to believe in it. And if you believe in something, yeah, you can come through. There were people who did that. When you get to a situation where it's wonderful, it's there, it's given, then it can even come into Sanashim and the model. Version doesn't want that. Achman a liber boy. Version wants a person, wants, he wants the heart. And if the heart isn't there, then Machrivam. Chalil Rabbeinu destroys, because he doesn't want that. He wants people to actually feel the Yiddishkeit, that when they're in their learning, in their davening, that they should feel a closeness to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Is then Rabbeinu is machriv. Torah is very much part of that. Our Torah changes. Be very careful what I say. Torah changes. Torah doesn't change. It says in the Medrash that the osius were pareach. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw what was going on with the eagle, the osius left the stone. What happened? The stone was now bare. No osius on it. Where were the osius? The osius were perchus be'avir. The packaging of the Torah is in every generation different. I'll give you an example. As far as I'm aware, say 100 years ago, you wouldn't find a bocher by a rebbe. Somebody was married, so enough the chasna, that's when they started to speak, apart from people who lived in the town, that's when people started to go to the rebbe. Today, shaket, hundreds, thousands, you know, a bocher. It's not wrong. They weren't wrong, and we're not wrong. It's just different. We have to do it differently today. Torah has to be given, and every generation has to be given it over in a different way. And the young people primarily, are the ones who are there, the ones who are going to build the group, they have to be given it in the way that they understand and they feel it. And therefore, when we come to the end of the Torah, simplest Torah, and we remember what happened. The Luchos were given to the Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw what was going on, and it was no good. And Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchos. So where are we now? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He said, Psalacha. He said, make another lot of Luchos. Make another, different ones. Different stone. It's going to be different. It won't be the same. Something's going to be missing. Okay, something's going to be missing. But not that we've lost it. So we make other luchos. Luchos, it could be, there's an element of kedusha that were in previous generations, we don't have. But okay, we're a different generation. And therefore, but what we need is luchos that are nogea to us. And therefore, Moshe said to him, make another lot of luchos. Ishivasa b'tamuz is a day of our avelus, of tzar, of what we've lost. And we've lost something that previous generations had that we haven't been zocher to. Simchas Torah is we rejoice for the fact that we do have a Torah. Our Torah. It's not the same. We're not in the same madrega as previous generations were. But we've been zocher to the same osius haTorah. It's just a different stones. It's a different packaging. That's the message of Simchas Torah. Both the message of Shivasa b'Tamuz and Simchas Torah, they're both amos. Shivasa b'Tamuz is telling us what we've lost. Simchas Torah is telling us we haven't lost. We have what we need for our generation. But what we have to understand is that the Rabbi Shem is looking for us that we should put our hearts into Avodas Hashem. If we do that, then we'll be zeicher. You know, they say from the Rishna, said that Nasidovoi Shivasa Batamuz will be a Yom Tov. Tisha B'Av will also be a Yom Tov. And all the 3 weeks, the days in between, will be a Din for the Chol HaMoed. So, Hashem, we should be Zeichet that Bekorah.